Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
It's the Brian Lehrer Show on WNYC, and we begin today by introducing a new Brian Lehrer Show crowdsourcing project with a new partner. It's the Clear Cost of Birth Control Pills and the Clear Cost of Mammograms with Jeannie Pinder, former New York Times correspondent, now founder of the website clearhealthcosts.com, which seeks to smoke out the real out-of-pocket costs of healthcare and where you can find the best prices. Hi, Jeannie. I'm so excited. Welcome to WNYC.
Hi. Thanks for having me, Brian. It's great to be here.
So, listeners, here's the deal. Right now, we're unveiling a map of birth control pill prices in the New York City area, really the tri-state area, New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, that Jeannie's group made. You can see the map right now at WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show. And after we talk about this for a while, we will tell you how to help with part two, which will be a search for the clear health costs of routine mammograms. But first, birth control pills. Jeannie, one of your staffers called 600 pharmacies. Do I have that right?
Well, they didn't actually call 600. They called about 100 and got as many as 5 or 6 prices from each separate one.
So you have about 600 prices spread out over 100 pharmacies. What did you ask them?
We asked them, what is the cash or self-pay price for a range of fairly common birth control pills?
So part one here is for people who don't have health insurance to see what they would have to pay over-the-counter cash for various common types of birth control pills.
Right, indeed. And what we found that was quite interesting is something that few people know. A lot of times, if you're not invoking your insurance, you might even pay less for your prescriptions.
How could that be?
It's one of those mysteries of the healthcare marketplace. That's what we're here to uncover.
You mean your copay could be more than what the pharmacist will tell you the cash price is for a month's worth of birth control pills?
Yes, indeed. And it's not just birth control pills. It's some other drugs, too. So it pays to shop around. That's the big lesson.
And to ask questions.
And to ask questions.
When you're at the pharmacy. So, listeners, any stories or questions for Jeannie Pinder? And we're going to bring an OBGYN into this conversation in a minute. But any questions for Jeannie Pinder from Clear Health Costs about the price of birth control pills? Any stories or questions or related medical questions that somehow relate to price and your birth control pills for the doctor who will be coming on in a minute? 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. But how much of a range did you find? Give me some examples of, you know, can you take a particular type of birth control pill and say, we found a low of this and a high of that?
Yeah, for one fairly common one, Trisprintec 28, we found a range from $9 to $63. Another common one, Yaz 28, ranged from $68 to $112.
That's quite a range, and they're different from each other, which we'll talk about with the doctor. But you did not include the morning after birth control pill, just to be clear, because that's been in the news, just the regular monthly birth control pill prescription, right?
Yes, exactly.
And how do you account for the differences in price for the same month of birth control pills, the examples you just gave? Is it by high or low income neighborhood? Are some places just gouging people? Is there a rhyme or reason?
We wouldn't necessarily want to call it gouging. We think that because this is an opaque marketplace, nobody really has any idea what stuff costs. And so there's a lot of opportunity for wide variation in prices. One of the things that a lot of people don't know is that prices vary greatly, not only for medications, but also for procedures.
Which is the whole point of what you do, to expose the fact that healthcare is an opaque marketplace, and let's find out the real clear costs.
Right, exactly. And particularly now, since more and more of us are paying out of pocket, either uninsured, high deductible plans, out of network, out of pocket, more and more of the burden is coming onto us, and we need to know.
Whether you're insured or not, absolutely. Right. And just so people know who you are and what you do, Clear Health Costs has been doing similar things with about 30 different medical tests or procedures or items, and this is our first collaboration.
Right, exactly.
So also joining us briefly now to bring a little medical expertise to this is Dr. Raquel Dardick, OBGYN at NYU Langone Medical Center. Dr. Dardick, thanks so much for doing this. Welcome to WNYC.
Thank you, Brian. Thanks for having me.
And some of the biggest price differences we found in this survey were between different types of birth control pills. And what do I know? I'm a guy. But I didn't realize that there were so many types. Can you explain why that is?
Sure. As a lot of women know who take oral contraceptive pills, there is a large number of oral contraceptive pills in the market. Their difference isn't how efficacious they are or how well they prevent pregnancy. Their differences are primarily in the combination of estrogen and progesterone. There's different types of progesterone you can have in a pill, and there's different doses of estrogen that you can have in a pill. So there's a couple different variations that are given for different types of side effects and different types of patients. There's also the difference between having a generic brand birth control pill versus a name brand birth control pill.
So again, listeners, it's the Clear Cost of Birth Control Pills map that we're unveiling. And if you want to see it, you can go to WNYC.org and click on Brian Lehr Show, and you can enter the kind of birth control pill that you take, and you enter your location, and various prices in your area will come up. You can play with the map in different ways at WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehr Show, and let's take a call. Ellen in Westchester, you're on WNYC. Hi, Ellen.
Hi, Brian. How you doing?
Good. What you got?
Well, I just started birth control after I'm actually 40, and I have three kids, so I just started going on birth control now. And when I first went to the doctor, she gave me a prescription for low estrin. And I went to the pharmacy, and it was $80 the first time I went. Now, I wasn't sure if that was high, low. I didn't, but I was a little outraged by the price.
Is that an uninsured price? You were paying for the whole thing out of pocket?
No, that's actually an insured price.
Whoa.
So the second time, then I qualified for a coupon card that would let me save $10. I went online. I tried to get the coupon card, but it never worked with my pharmacy.
Really?
Then the third month, I went to go pick up my birth control. It was $110. So I was
And again, this
outraged.
Is an insured price. You should see Jeannie Pinder's face. Jeannie, you do this for a living, and you look like you've never heard of a story like this.
We hear the most unbelievable things, but that's pretty outrageous.
I was really outraged. So what I did was I called my insurance company, and they gave me a list of birth control that I could use as generics. But here's the thing. I'm new to this. The pharmacy didn't help me. The doctor didn't know what my insurance... There was no one to help me navigate the system. So I felt like, you know, I'm just new with this, and I'm trying to figure out how much, what's expensive, what's not expensive.
So
I knew $80 was...
We don't even know if this is the pharmacy or if this is just bad insurance coverage, right, Jeannie?
Right, or perhaps the pharmacy was confused. Maybe somebody transposed a couple numbers in your prescription card. It's a really complicated, really messy system.
So, Ellen, I'm going to move on, but the least you could do is go to the map and enter your prescription and your address.
I did, and it says $90 as low estrin price in this area. 58% is $90.
So you found some other... Doctor, go ahead. Can you help Ellen?
Absolutely. I think one of the things to keep in mind is that the difference between a generic birth control pill and a brand birth control pill is only in the way it looks and the inactive ingredients. In other words, a generic brand of the birth control pill, in your case, you were on low estrin, so a generic would be Microgestin or Janelle, has the exact same ingredients, active ingredients.
Yeah, those
and
are the
if
ones
you look
the
at the map, if you play with it, their cost tends to be significantly less.
Yes, thank you.
Great tip, and I'm sure that'll help a lot of other people too. Ellen, thank you very much. And doctor, on these different kinds of birth control pills. There's Trisprint Act 28, just to take an example, which came up before, which we found pharmacies charging anywhere from $9 to $63 for. And then there's Yaz 28, which came up before, for which the range was $68 to $112. So those are so different. Is there a reason that Yaz 28 is so much more expensive everywhere than Trisprint Act 28?
Well, I think there's a couple differences. For one, Yaz does not necessarily have an available equivalent generic prescription, so there isn't a lot of competition for that market. Its sister birth control pill, Yasmin, does, but that's not the same as Yaz, and therefore, you know, they're not considered equivalent medications. So there are more alternatives that are equivalent in Trisprintec, orthotricycline being one, and therefore there's much more price competition, and that usually lowers the price.
Lisa in Princeton, you're on WNYC. Hi, Lisa.
Yes, hi, good morning. So I might be a little confused about this, but my daughter takes low estrin, and she actually takes it because it's sort of like a medical thing. It's not for birth control purposes per se, but I thought that eventually this was going to be covered through my insurance, and I just picked up three packs from CVS, sorry for saying the name, and
right.
It cost me almost $200, and we do have, like, a prescription plan, so I was a little confused. I thought maybe I remember reading something with Obamacare that perhaps this is going to be covered. So I just wondered if I was confused.
Yeah, it's a great question, and we remember the whole controversy with Sandra Fluke and Rush Limbaugh on the whole thing, and over the question of Obamacare covering for free birth control pills. So, Jeannie, is this whole thing we're talking about now going to time out as an issue? Because soon everybody's going to get free birth control pills when this kicks in.
What we're hearing is that not only is there a great controversy in the courts over how many people will actually be exempted from that law, but also we often hear of people who have a formulary requirement in their prescription plan where they're not allowed to use the brand name drug. They're only allowed to get the generic drug.
And doctor, do you think some kinds of birth control pills are better quality than others when there is not a difference in medical needs? It sounds like you're endorsing generics as being medically equivalent in all cases. Are there any other qualitative differences that people should know about?
The only difference between a generic and a brand name is that they're required to look different and they have different inactive ingredients. They essentially have the same medications in each pill that the brand does. The FDA, actually, in many instances, it's the same pharmaceutical that makes both the brand name and the generic. So the manufacturing components are essentially identical or close to identical. Frankly, if what you're looking for is contraception and you have a brand that is working, you can try switching to a generic, and the vast majority of people really cannot tell the difference. It really acts the same. The only concern is that sometimes the generic medications can be metabolized different, and that partially accounts for what some of the concerns that people have of how they feel when they take a generic pill.
Again, if you're just joining us, we're unveiling our latest map and crowdsourcing project to come with a new partner. It's clearhealthcost.com, the partner, Jeannie Pinder, their founder, with us. And we have a map at WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show that compares the price of birth control pills at 100 different pharmacies in the tri-state area. Go check out your kind of birth control pill and your geographical location at WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show. And in a minute, we're going to unveil part two, where we're going to ask for your help regarding mammograms and the price of mammograms, routine mammograms, but we'll do that in a minute. Let's take one more call on birth control pill prices. Kristen in Williamsburg, you're on WNYC. Hi, Kristen.
Hi, Brian. How are you?
Good. What you got?
So basically, I take a very, as far as I know, basic, like, non-name brand pill called Loogestrel, and I found that if I get it through Planned Parenthood, even if they don't take my insurance, it's $20. As long as I fax over my paperwork for my exam, they'll give me a year prescription for $20. And at my pharmacy, it's sometimes $30, $35 to get this pill. So even on the low end, the price can vary a lot.
Jeannie?
And Brian, I think she raises an excellent point that Planned Parenthood and sometimes local public health departments have subsidized versions of most oral contraceptive pills, or many oral contraceptive pills, and that is another place to go looking for low-cost alternatives.
Thank you.
That's a great, great point. Planned Parenthood is a huge resource for a lot of us.
And Dr. Dardik, before you go, what about the morning after, birth control pill, which is very much in the news this week for what should be sold over the counter? That's the controversy. Do you prefer to see women or girls and examine them in some way before they decide to take that and just go buy it over the counter?
I think the concern for physicians and probably as well for parents is that it is a medication. It does have risks and benefits, and there has to be some counseling involved so that they understand what is happening when they take the medication and what to expect, as well as some counseling as to what to do so that they don't need to use the morning after pill necessarily on a regular basis. And it doesn't necessarily constitute an exam, and it doesn't necessarily have to be done by a physician, but there does have to be some conversation with the patient regarding both the medication and the long-term options.
And in your opinion, is that something a pharmacist could do?
I think if the pharmacist is well-versed on the alternatives, potentially they could. I don't necessarily know what their training is or would be in terms of counseling.
Well, Dr. Raquel Dardik, OBGYN at NYU Langone Medical Center, thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Brian.
And that is all very interesting, folks. You can see our new map from Clear Health Costs and the award-winning, deserves to be in the Hall of Fame, WNYC Data News Team. See it at WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show. And okay, on to round two of our collaboration with ClearHealthCost.com as we move from birth control pills to routine mammograms. So we're staying in the world of women's health. Guys, we'll get you next time. And we are going to crowdsource the price of routine mammograms in our area. We are going to ask your help reporting this story so we can hopefully get some really good data. Jeannie, want to explain how this will work?
So we're interested in finding out the costs of various procedures. We decided to focus on the mammogram because it's pretty easy to make an apples-to-apples comparison. One routine mammogram could be pretty much the same as another routine mammogram. So when we went and collected prices for this in the New York area, we found prices ranging by a factor of 10, as little as $50 and as high as $607.
And we're going to look to get a lot more data on this to see the range and see where. And you can go to our page at WNYC.org, click on Brian Lehrer Show, where we have a form. We're only looking for data on routine mammograms. I want to be very clear about that. Routine screening mammograms. If you needed a second round or a closer look or a special kind because of a problem or a history or a suspicion about something, this is not for you. We are only looking to compare prices in our region for routine mammograms, routine screening mammograms, so we can compare apples to apples, as Jeannie says. Check it out at WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show. Of course, not all women choose to get routine mammograms, and it's increasingly controversial whether you should or shouldn't and when, but that's a different story. We talked about that, too, earlier this week. But if you did have a routine mammogram, a routine screening mammogram, and what are we asking, Jeannie, any time in the last year?
Yeah, a year probably, so that we can have comparative information. And also, we'd like to know not just what you paid if you were paying out of pocket, but if you're insured, what was the charged price and what did your insurance company then pay?
Right. And we have a very simple form, short and straightforward, on our page. Go to WNYC.org and click on Brian Lehrer Show if you might be willing to input information from your insurance statement for the routine mammogram. And as Jeannie was just mentioning, another thing that makes this different from the birth control map is that this includes people who are insured. So why are we doing this? Well, we know that negotiated rates are all over the place if you have private insurance. Medicare is prohibited by law from negotiating for price. That's a big issue in its own right. But private insurance companies and medical providers come to all kinds of different deals about how much to reduce the list price of medical care for the group discount that an insurance company gets. And we want to see how wide that range is. So we're choosing this one very common procedure to try and lift that veil in a simple and measurable way. Is your experience reporting on these things, Jeannie, for any kind of medical care? I assume insurance companies' negotiated rates are not created equal. So is your experience that there was a wide range for what the insurance companies will actually have to pay for all kinds of medical things?
Yes, the range is really wide. And that's what one of the things that we're very interested in. The MRI of the lower back is one thing that we've studied a lot. We've heard negotiated rates for that particular procedure as low as $400 and as high as $2,300.
Well, and of course, this has implications for how much we pay out of pocket, even if we are insured. If we're paying 10% or 20% of whatever, it matters what the starting point is, obviously. And it also affects our premiums. So that is why some of this matters too, right?
Right. So if I'm paying my insurance company to go out and acquire for me a $2,300 MRI when they could have it for $500 or $800 or $1,200, what's up with that?
So go to WNYC.org, click on Brian Lehr Show. If you have had a routine mammogram, a routine screening mammogram, in the last year, we're asking you to input a few pieces of information that you can find on your insurance company statement that you received in the mail or online, the explanation of benefits, EOB, as it's known in the trade. So one more time, you can now go to our webpage for two things. You can look at the map we made of prices for birth control pills at 600 or 600 different prices at 100 different pharmacies in the tri-state area. That job is done. You can just go look at the prices that you might benefit from. And if you've had a routine mammogram in the last year, please check out the form we have for entering the price you paid and the insurance company rate that you can find on your insurance statement. And we will follow up very soon with our partner, Jeannie Pinder, founder of clearhealthcosts.com. Jeannie, I'm so excited. This is such a great start to this collaboration, and I'll talk to you soon.
Thank you very much.
Brian Lehr on WNYC. Coming up next, convicted one John Liu fundraiser and his former campaign treasurer. What should it mean for Liu's mayoral bid? Stay with us.